Hello and welcome to our program. We continue in our series on Nehemiah and a Bible revival. We're looking at the prelude to revival, which is an action serving as an introduction to something important. As we have said, it's very important that we see God and we see a revival in this age in which we're living. If it's revival for survival for those of us who want to have the freedom to do God's will and God's work in this crazy world that we're living in today. We've been looking at the 10 gates, and these gates need to be rebuilt or repaired. We looked at Nehemiah as he came to observe the situation, and the first thing he did was he went to the valley gate. Then he went to the dung gate, he went to the fountain gate, and then he went back and had another look at the valley gate. The valley gate represents humility. The dung gate, getting out the garbage. The fountain gate, let the Holy Spirit be in charge. But he goes back to the humility situation here because it all depends on that. If my people, which are called by my name, number one, would humble themselves. And that's where we need to be today. And so we have these 10 gates, and we're going to focus now on the sheep gate, which starts in chapter number 3. We read here in Nehemiah 3, 1 and 2, then Eliashib, the high priest, rose up with his brethren, the priests, and they builded the sheep gate. They sanctified it and set up the doors of it, even unto the tower of Mia. They sanctified it under the tower of Hananiel, and next unto him builded the men of Jericho, and next to them builded Zechar the son of Amri. Now, we're looking at the sheep. The sheep, the word, that word appears in the Word of God 187 times. In the New Testament, it's in Matthew 11, Mark twice, Luke twice, and in John 22 times. Out of all the situations we have in the New Testament, most of the time we find that word in the book of John. Now in Acts chapter 8 and verse 32, it says he, that is referring to Jesus, was led as a sheep to the slaughter. That's what the sheep gate was there for. And so we see that everything begins and ends with the sheep gate. As you go down through chapter 3, we have the sheep gate, the fish gate, the old gate, the valley gate, the dung gate, the fountain gate, then the water gate, and the horse gate, and the east gate, and the gate Mifgad, and then back to the sheep gate. It says in Revelation 22:13, as the Lord ends the word God, he said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Now, if we're going to see revival, everything begins and ends with the Lord. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He said, I am the gate. John chapter 10, verse 9, I am the door. What word has been translated gate elsewhere? I am the gate, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and shall find pasture. Now, the sheep gate represents the experience of salvation, and the sheep gate also represents our relationship with Christ. Now, we see here concerning relationship, the meaning of that word is the way in which two or more people regard and behave toward each other. And so Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And so what is our relationship with Jesus? Now, it's one thing to be saved, but it's another thing to behave toward him like he would have us to behave toward him. As we look in this portion of Scripture here, the first thing we see is the sheep gate was in need of rebuilding. It says they builded the sheep gate, they sanctified it, and set up the doors of it. So how do we build or rebuild our relationship with the Lord? The simple answer to that is communication. The Word of God is God talking to us. Prayer is us talking to God. And so our scripture that we had for our series concerning our focus on prayer in 1 Peter 4:7, the end of all things is at hand, be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Now as we get into the book of Nehemiah chapter 3, we focus on the people here. You have Eliashib, you have his brethren, the priests, we have the men of Jericho, and we have Zakur. Then we focus on the project, which is the sheep gate, setting up the doors, the Tower of Mia, and the Tower of Hananiah. Now, the doors, they're there for a purpose. You close the doors to keep any threats out. You don't leave your doors open at night when you go to bed. Who knows who's going to wander in there? It might be some animals, might be some crooks. The Bible is very plain about the fact that we need to set up the doors to keep out the threats. But also you can open the door for those that are inside under the protection of the walls and so on. Open the door to opportunities, all kinds of opportunities that we have there. So we need to be very careful about the doors. And then also we have the tower, which is where one would stand guard. And we need to be on guard all the time in this age in which we are living. Now it says they builded the sheep gate and they sanctified it under the Tower of Hananiah. That word sanctified has been translated dedicate 10 times. They made a dedication here, and then of course the tower is a place where they keep watch. What does the Bible say about keeping watch? Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Continue in prayer and watch. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction. 1 Thessalonians 5, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. 1 Corinthians, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. Acts 20, therefore watch. And remember that by the space of 3 years, Paul said, I cease not to warn every one of you, night and day, with tears. And then in Mark 14, Jesus said, watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And so they built the sheep gate, they sanctified it, they had a tower, they were going to keep watch. Watch unto prayer. Now as we look into this book of Nehemiah, and we see Nehemiah's prayer as is put in contrast with today, Nehemiah spent 4 months in sincere soul-searching prayer. Today, prayer is basically a time when we try to get God to do things our way. Nehemiah realized that things needed to be changed. For us, we're quite content to go to our services week after week and have services as usual. That's our problem. Nehemiah faced the problem. He said, so I came to Jerusalem. Today, the average Christian says, I don't see a problem. Nehemiah carefully examined the problem. He took 3 days to examine the wall and the gates. Today, don't confuse me with scripture. I got my mind made up. Besides, if I have to go doing what the scriptures say, I might lose some of my friends in the ministry. And then Nehemiah arose in the night. Today, it's while men slept. Nehemiah, did we read, I and some few men with me. Oh, we might get a few men to go golfing with us or fishing or even out on visitation, but when it comes to the subject of prayer, not much interest there. They examined the 3 basic areas necessary for revival, the valley gate, the dung gate, the gate of the fountain, and then they came back to the valley gate. Represents humility. They went there twice before they got going, and it says in the Bible, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin and heal their land. And so we see the project is underway. Nehemiah, a Bible revival. We see the prelude to revival here. The prelude is an action serving as an introduction to something important. Be sure to be with us for our next message as we continue in the message of Nehemiah, a Bible revival.